ride like centaurs, by the way. You will naturally present the Nizam's compliments to Her Majesty, and—" He raised a finger for emphasis. "To her alone will you reveal that you are a British officer and my envoy." He took a doubtful tug at his moustache. "For your own safety, I wish you could remain Indian, but if she is to be persuaded to go to war, your true identity may be essential. You agree, Speedy?" "Let him be Sir Harry Flashman," grinned Speedy. "Clean-shaven, if possible. I dare say that's what fetched the Empress of China." Napier chose not to be amused. "It is no light thing he will be asking her to do. Her life and her people's lives depend upon it." He returned to the map. "I spoke of cutting off Theodore's retreat, and we may have to settle for that, but I am hoping for something more. A steel ring of Gala warriors round Magdala to prevent his even leaving it, to hold him there until we have forced our way through the passes. Then, if he refuses to surrender, we shall take the place by storm." He gave me his steady look. "That steel ring is what I want of Queen Mastiat. It will be for you to persuade her." My innards set to partners at the prospect, but there was a question to be asked. "If she's like any queen of my acquaintance, she'll have to be bought. Since you tell me Magdala was a Gala place, I guess she'll want it back. But what more?"
"The possession of Magdala is a political question, and no concern of ours. You may offer her $50,000 to invest the city. If she is unwilling to do more than harass Theodore's retreat, you will lower the payment at your discretion."
"And if she threatens to feed my essentials to her lions, how discreet should I be then?" But I kept the thought to myself. Napier sat silent a moment, then spoke slowly.
"I'm sorry, Sir Harry, but that is all the brief I can give you. Speedy has shown us her character. Shrewd, formidable, but capricious. By turns, amiable and ruthless. And no doubt as cruel as such despots usually are. But her present situation and ambitions are hidden from us. That she is Theodore's mortal enemy is all we can tell with certainty. Yours is a task," says he, shaking his grizzled head, "which might tax a seasoned ambassador. But I know you will succeed, as you have done in the past. And then—" the old lined face lit up again with that brilliant smile— "you can do what no mere diplomat could do, by offering Queen Mastiat a soldierly skill far beyond her own commander's, to direct the investment of Magdala, and, if she wills it, lead her troops into battle."
"She ain't going to get the chance to will it, you dear old optimist," thinks I. "'Cause supposing I get the length of seeing and persuading her, the last thing I'll ask for is command of her rabble of bloodthirsty niggers. But of course I slapped my knee and stiffened the sinew some more, and Speedy swore that he envied me the trip. God help him, I've no doubt he meant it.
"With Theodore on the road from Deborah Tabor to Magdala," says he, moving to the map, "it's my guess that Mastiat will be on the move herself, court, council, army and all, keeping an eye on his line of march. Her country lies south of Magdala, but unless I'm mistaken, she'll have come west, somewhere along the Nile. See there, between the Becholo and Lake Tana."
"How far are we from the Nile?" asked Napier.
"About 300 miles, sir. But Sir Harry may have to skirt about. Still, riding steady and with not too many troubles en route, he should be there in a fortnight or thereabouts."
"This is February 25th, muses Napier, "and God willing I shall have the army before Magdala by the end of March. You have 4 weeks, Sir Harry, in which to find Queen Mastiat. Exercise your persuasive arts,"
he said it with a dead straight face,
"and bring her army to encircle Theodore."
He pulled out a battered half-hunter.
"It will be full dark soon, and the less time you lose, the better. We took the liberty," he went on calmly, "of counting on your help, and behind the screen yonder you will find the dress and accoutrement appropriate to Kazim Tamwar, diplomat and horse-couper of Hyderabad. You have every confidence in the guide, Speedy?"
"Absolute, sir. Ulaba Walk knows the Amhara country like a book, and just how to seek out Queen Mastiat. You couldn't wish for a better Jankada, Sir Harry, believe me."
Excellent, says Napier. I suggest we make them known to each other without delay. And as speaking,